Job chapter 12, Job responds to Zophar. No doubt, but you are the people and wisdom shall die with you, but I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Yes, who doesn't know such things as these? So Job is right not to let these people make him feel that he's an idiot, that he is somehow inferior, that he knows nothing and they know it all. But for somebody weaker than Job, they would probably have been blown over by these friends who claim to be the elders, and they're saying, yeah, look, you're suffering because you sinned. And he's saying, no, I don't agree. And yes, I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. And it's not pride to say that. It's just refusing to let people put false guilt on us and bring us down, make us feel no good about ourselves. I am like one, Job continues, who is a joke to his neighbour because I called on God and he answered. The just, the blameless man is a joke. Well, that's exactly how God described Job at the start, a just and blameless man, and he's being laughed at. In the thought of him who is at ease, there is contempt for misfortune. It is ready for them whose foot slips, and that is so true. Those who have a comfortable, easy life tend to not have any compassion for those who are suffering misfortune. And that's one reason why we don't have often an easy life. It is so that we will not despise those who suffer misfortune, because we also have gone through it all. The tents of robbers prosper, Job says. He's saying, look, no, what you're saying is not true. The wicked often prosper. It's not so that you sin and you get punished straight away. Actually, the opposite. The tents of robbers prosper. Those who provoke God are secure, who carry their God in their hands, that is, they carry idols. Ask the animals now, and they shall teach you. The birds of the sky, and they shall tell you. Or speak to the earth, and it shall teach you. The fish will tell you. Who doesn't know that in all these the hand of Yahweh has done this, in whose hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? He's saying that actually all throughout creation it is quite clear that the wicked prosper, and it is not so that the good always get rewarded. Doesn't the ear try words, even as the palate tastes its food? With aged men is wisdom, in length of days understanding, but with God is wisdom and might. He has counsel and understanding. So they were saying, well, the old men, and not only us, but men older than us, they've come to this conclusion that if you sin, you suffer, and if you're righteous, then you get blessed. And he's saying, well, sure, maybe old men do have some wisdom, but God has got far more wisdom than them. And one of the themes of the book of Job is that traditional wisdom, the fact that this is what was believed by our fathers, by our elders, is not always right and does often not make sense of reality as it happens. Behold, God breaks down and it can't be built again. He imprisons a man and there can be no release. Behold, he withholds the waters and they dry up again. He sends them out and they overturn the earth. With him is strength and wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leads counselors away stripped. He makes judges fools. He loosens the bond of kings. He binds their waist with a belt. He leads priests away stripped and overthrows the mighty. He removes the speech of those who are trusted and takes away the understanding of the elders. He pours contempt on princes and loosens the belt of the strong. So he's saying, no, the elders are not always right, and those who are trusted to be wise are often not. God shows himself to be far greater than them. And this is why we each need to read the Bible for ourselves and have a personal relationship with God and Jesus. He uncovers deep things out of darkness and brings out to light the shadow of death. Well, that's what you see here in the book of Job. God uncovers deep things out of darkness. It was through the darkness of Job's sufferings when he hadn't, as it were, done something to deserve them, which revealed to him some of the deepest, most profound things about God. And that wouldn't be the case if you're good, you get blessed. If you're sinful, then you get punished straight away. It simply wouldn't be so that God therefore uncovers deep things out of darkness. But he does, and that's what Job came to realize. He increases the nations and he destroys them. He enlarges the nations and then he leads them captive. He takes away understanding from the chiefs of the people of the earth and causes them to wander in a wilderness where there is no way. They grope in the dark without light. He makes them stagger like a drunken man. He's saying that, you know, this argument from the friends that, oh, yeah, this is the traditional wisdom. The elders figured this out, that if you're wicked, you get punished, and if you're righteous, you get blessed straight away. Job is saying, that's not how it is. God very often takes away understanding from the leaders of the people and makes them wander in a wilderness. This is how God behaves. He's always showing that human might and human wisdom are not, in fact, his way.